approve some minutes, let's send them to Marty, you bring the minutes, and we'll make a motion.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
On the motion to approve the minutes, all in favor, so whoever's saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Under the legislation passed this session, I, Senator Anderson's legislation, would you care? Western House, we created a stakeholders group on transmission, and also Senator Bickerman, I believe, initiative, at least in the Senate, about set up a working group on eminent domain possible payments, so we've, from the stakeholders and all the people that been involved in this process, they submitted a roster of both of these areas, and they passed out, I believe you could look at the names, and a combination of, again, like I said, the stakeholders that are involved, we've got obviously people from the industry on the routing stuff, and also the environmental groups, and we think it's a good cross-section of balanced working groups in both areas, and I think Senator Anderson and Representative Hagbarth and others, Senator Representative Western have looked at these names, and I think we're all in agreement, so the audience, do they have a list of the, did we pass one for the folks out there too, or? Maybe, did you want to, John, maybe you wanted to, I'll let you read the names off for the.
Well, we'll start with the, basically what people refer to as the streamlining the transmission regulation, some of which was done this year. So that says a slate of, it's got the boldface type on stop on the top. There are 9 groups that are specified in the law, and the task force may name additional members. So we have the first 9 here are from groups that are specified in law to have representation. Rick Evans, representing the transmission owning investor-owned utilities. Bob Ambrose, representing electric cooperatives. Merg Simon, representing municipal power agencies. Ron Elwood, representing energy consumer advocates. Bill Blazer, representing business energy consumer advocates. Ron Getecht, representing residential energy consumer advocates. Mark Lindquist, representing an environmental organization. Ed Garvey from the Department of Commerce. Burl Haar from the Public Utilities Commission. Those are the, that's the slate for the groups that are entitled to representation. Then there are 3 at-large members on the slate. Beth Soholt from the Wind on the Wires group that was active in this year's legislation. Bill Haney representing the Electricians Union. And Christy Ivy Tollison, a citizen who's been active in energy issues. And as the chair said, the groups were solicited for membership. You'll see their affiliation of the nominees is listed in parentheses.
Yeah, this will be available on the website, of course. Senator or Representative Wagenis?
I'm curious, when I look at this, certifying and routing high voltage transmission lines, and I'm looking for somebody from like the League of Cities or our counties where these transmission lines will be going. And I'm missing something here, but I don't see anybody.
Now that's a good point. Of course, they weren't. They can. These meetings are open and people can participate. And I think that's part of the how it's been worked over the last few years when we'd have these group meetings and very interactive. And you bring up a good point. They just weren't listed in law, and but that probably is too bad. But they're all going to be notified. These are obviously very, very public meetings, and they're so it's. Senator Marty.
Mr. Chairman, on Representative Wagenius' point, it doesn't seem, just because they're not listed in the law, doesn't mean we couldn't nominate somebody. Again, I don't know who from the organization would be appropriate, but I do think at least that's a person from local government should be covered.
Okay, I think we could do that at a at another meeting, but I, that's probably a good point. We have to have 9. They're specified, but we can add. So let's talk about that if you have a suggestion, or so we could probably the next time we get together, we could add a name or two. Okay? Is that agreeable? Representative Westrum and others?
Yeah, I
think that's a good valid thing. We won't.
Perhaps the.
Because we're quick to add them today. I just don't know who, you know. Maybe the league counties or somebody.
County Association, perhaps the Township Association.
Yeah, maybe we can add a couple more like that. I think that's a good idea. We'll contact the townships, the county, whatever they're called, the League of Counties, and have them recommend to us and probably go with that name or two.
Are we limited to 12 people or?
No.
Not on this one.
Not on this one.
Well, somebody wouldn't have to come off, but more.
No, we'll leave this slate. We'll, matter of fact, hopefully adopt this slate today. With the understanding, we're going to add township or county. Okay? Okay, on the next one. Why don't we have a motion to Representative Osmond moves the names. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, the next one, Mr. Fuller.
This is the, as you recall, this year there was some legislation concerning the compensation of landowners, I think specifically farm landowners, for the easements for high voltage transmission line. There was some thought that compensation could be changed in some ways. So this one has 7 name groups, and then it is limited to 12 by the law. So again, the same procedure was used. The groups were contacted and said, bring forward a name. And Jim Mussel, representing Transmission Owning Investor-Owned Utilities, Bob Ambrose, representing Electric Cooperatives. And you'll notice there's some overlap, which we think will be helpful in having meetings and people conversing between the two groups. Merg Simon, representing municipal power agencies, Chris Raditz from the Minnesota Farm Bureau, Tim Henning from the Minnesota Farmers Union, Jack Kears representing county commissioners, and then there is a slot for a real estate appraiser that we haven't been able to finalize, so we're thinking there's an association, we would contact them and take their name. Then the at-large members, of which there can be 5, are Beth Soholt, Wind on the Wires, John North, a farmer who's been active in this issue, George Crocker, North American Water Office, been active in energy issues, Bob Cupid, Public Utilities Commission, longtime Environmental Quality Board, transmission routing person, and Bill Blazer from the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, any?
I'll move to approve that, Mr. Chair.
Representative Westbrook, what was the names? All was
Mr. Chair.
Discussion.
Should we approve Mr. Fuller's suggestion that we also approve whoever the appraisers are willing to appoint? Or
yeah, I think we could use that already. Instead of having the, yeah, what that part of the motion.
I'll present my amendments if, okay, to accept whoever the realtors, appraisal group puts forward.
Any discussion? Anybody in the audience on either one of these committees have any thoughts?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just wondering, forgive me, because I'm sure that I've read it here, not today, but at past meetings, but are we actually improving the process that was in place in 1978 when that's the first and last time I remember this happening, and it happened in my district, believe it or not, because the line ended at the Coon Rapids Station or whatever they call it and came across Brooklyn Park, across a neighborhood.
Well, that's one of the...
Have we improved things? Or is it going to happen the same way?
We're hoping to improve things. I think that's the idea of it all, and to get some better understanding and less...
But Mr. Chairman, is that what this is for? Is that why we're having a working group to have that kind of input as opposed to trying to change things after the fact?
How do you...
Senator Metzen, Senator Chad, yeah, this is not in response to any particular project. So this is looking at the current law. The landowner, there's 2 different groups. Are you referring to the landowner one? I assume you're
mostly
referring to the stakeholder one, which is to look at the laws that relate to certifying routes and then actually certifying the transmission, or certifying the project and then designating routes. And so it's a generic look at it. And yes, I think that would be one, that's one of the concerns. What we anticipate doing is asking people what their concerns are who are on the group and the public, then asking them what their solutions are, and then just keep going through that process until we arrive at some conclusion or we understand the controversy. So that's the
okay,
intent.
Mr. Chair, I just think it might be useful. Maybe Mr. Fuller could read the statutory, the language that's in the bill, the law. It's a law now that explains the purpose of the task force. Because I think Mr. Fuller's read it, explained it well. But basically, it's to review the process before all the new lines are actually proposed and moving forward.
Copy that.
I can just give, yeah. Mr. Chairman,
pretty
if he just
short.
Gives us the reference, I'm happy to.
Okay.
Well,
This is the charge to subdivision 2 of the stakeholder group 1, which is in Article 1, Section 11 laws. Just passed. The stakeholder group shall explore whether increased efficiencies and effectiveness can be obtained through modifying current state statutes and administrative processes to certify and route high voltage transmission lines, including modifications to Section 216B.243, which is a certificate of need law.
While you're at it, do you want to read the other one about the landowner payments?
Sure. This is Article 11. Charge, this is Subdivision 3. The landowner payments working group shall research alternative methods of remunerating landowners on whose land high-voltage transmission lines have been constructed. In developing its recommendations, the working group shall, 1, examine different methods of landowner payments that operate in other states and countries. 2, consider innovative alternatives to lump sum payments that extend payments over the life of the transmission line and that run with the land if the land is conveyed to another owner. 3, consider alternative ways of structuring payments that are equitable to landowners and utilities.
Okay. Act on the second part. On the Western motion modified by Senator Kublik. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Any further things we should be doing, Senator Representative Wiggins?
Thank you, Senator Benson. I'm sure all of you have been watching what's been going on in Washington in the last weeks with regard to global climate change. And it seems to me that we, because of everything that's going on right now, that we should have a process in Minnesota for looking at the issue. And there's no better group but this than for Julie to do that. And so I would hope that we could devote maybe a meeting or a time or something to figuring out how Minnesota is going to look at that issue. Other states are doing it, but I think it's what's going on in Washington right now that's just ringing all the bells.
I think that makes some sense. We'll talk about that. Get something going. Very important issue. Very important issue. Any further discussion? Okay, if not, the Electric Energy Task Force is completed this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's that? Yeah. You guys are
Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye